Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.
This is Spins Fully Charged, Recharged.
Welcome to Spins Fully Charged,
Recharged
with Emma, Dave, and Ashley.
Let's go.
What is the earliest we've ever done the podcast intro?
Today could be the day.
I think it could be. We are doing the podcast intro at 8:30.
Yep.
Why? Just because we can.
Because we can. Producer Callum left the room, so that means that we didn't have to ask permission.
Yeah, there's a song playing. Although if he comes in and sees the microphone live, the mic light. The microphone light live. What am I trying to say? The mic live light. He will go spare.
He will. We can tell you for a fact that there is going to be 1 minute and 16 seconds left of the podcast intro.
Yes.
At that point, the song is over and we're going to stop talking.
That's exactly
So what would you like to hear for that 1 minute and now 8 seconds?
Well, we could do a Cannes Film Festival round of applause.
We could. Although that's kind of already in there.
Oh, and it could also get very annoying.
We could talk about the fact that I'm going to be on News Talk later talking about Ritz crackers.
At about 4 o'clock.
But that's already in there.
Ah, damn it.
We could play a game of don't say the same thing that Dave has written down.
I suppose that's kind of already in there. Though. Do you know what we could do? We could put certain artists into categories.
I think we did that today as well.
Ah, crap.
Hang on, here's another thing we could do. We could each pick a song and see if people could vote for that song to play out the end of the show.
We haven't done that yet.
No.
But that is coming up.
It is going to be in there, and you also can't vote in a podcast.
What if we were to do something like Who's Beefing with Bono?
No, it's in there.
Oh, is it in there?
It's in there as well.
Ah, crap.
Yeah. Well, could we do the traffic news?
Oh, there we go. Maybe play some ads.
Yeah, we could play some ads.
Wait, I think we might have done that.
Oh, before. We've done that as well.
There's not much left.
No, we could give away Taste of Dublin tickets. Oh no, we can't do that either.
Will we just wrap it up here?
3, 2, 1, welcome to the show.
Let's go!
Emma, Dave and Ashling.
Good morning, 7:03 on the 24th of May 2024. You're with Emma, Dave and Ashling. Just Dave and Ash this morning. What's
going on? Good morning.
Happy Friday, by the way.
Yeah, we did it. Joe.
Welcome to the weekend. I went to the cinema last night for the first time in, and I'd say, like, months.
I saw your Instagram story and I was like, oh my God, the cinema.
Yeah, but not just any cinema, the Savoy.
A classic cinema. Dublin sin.
And I was like going up the stairs, or I went to see The Fall Guy, new Ryan Gosling movie.
Oh yeah, cool.
Emily Blunt, I think, is also. Yeah. Oh
any
my
good?
God. Really good.
Like,
just a lot of fun.
Yeah.
Good crack, do you know what I mean? And I wanted that in a movie.
Oh, I love him.
But I think this is what I want to tell you. He's my favourite actor now.
He's
amazing. He can do the serious stuff so well, but the comedic timing, everything. He's brilliant.
Was he Ken-like in it?
Yeah, he was. He was totally Ken-like.
He's so charming as well.
So charming, but a little bit more like head screwed on than Ken.
Right, okay.
But really, really funny.
Okay,
really good. But I was walking up the stairs of the Savoy and I was like, my granddad used to bring me, like, once every, like, 2 weeks to whatever new movie was out.
Aww.
And he used to bring me to the Savoy.
That's cute.
Like, all the time as a kid. And I remember going to see, like, Elf there as a kid.
Oh, wow.
And without fail, he'd fall asleep at every movie. Every single movie.
Even Elf.
And there was a moment in Elf where it got quiet and all you could hear is... And I was like, kind of nudging him. I remember it so, so well. I'm pretty sure it's the same carpet that we used to walk up the stairs at the Savoy.
I would say you're probably right there, yeah.
Exactly.
I feel like that's something you'll tell your grandchildren. You'll be like, you know, Elf, I saw that in the cinema.
With my granddad.
Yeah, they'd be like, what's a cinema?
Right, good morning. Anyway, you're with Emma, Dave and Ashling. Happy Friday. Welcome to the
Woo-hoo!
Weekend.
Good morning. I want to tell you about the most random celebrity feud you have ever heard of.
Go on.
This is funny. It's a row between Bono and this guy.
Is Is that like the cartoon Stimpy or something? Remember him?
At one point it sounds like SpongeBob in the middle.
Yeah.
But no, those are the screams of the actor Daniel Stern, who played Marv Merchants in Home Alone.
Daniel Stern. Oh, Marv.
Marv. Yeah, yeah, Daniel, forget about it. It's Marv. Yeah. It will be the familiar one there. Marv was one of the two burglars in Home Alone. Yeah,
the one that isn't Joe Pesci.
Exactly. Yeah. So the taller one. The one that keeps getting
electrocuted,
orange in the face, slipped down the stairs, all the rest.
Love.
Yeah. So he seems to kind of had his heyday back in the 80s and 90s. I went onto his Wikipedia. He hasn't done a whole lot since.
No.
Home Alone, that's been like big or anything, but he's written a book because everybody wants to know what Daniel Stern is doing now.
I know the most interesting thing about him.
Yeah?
Just one thing.
Go on.
Do you remember the tarantula on the face?
Yes.
He actually had to do that.
With a real tarantula?
They thought it was going to be CGI. He thought it was going to be CGI. It wasn't.
Wow. Fair play. Yeah. No, he really put himself through it in
he
that
really
film.
Did.
And he's brilliant in it. The book is called Home and Alone.
Oh no.
I hate when I'm like fair enough because that was your big thing and it was enormous and well done.
Yeah.
But I hate when like decades later they come back and it's so obvious that was like the one thing
they did.
Yeah. He's actually done tons and tons of other stuff but none of them is big.
A bit of a one hit wonder.
Yeah. But there's one juicy section of the book that is making headlines this morning where he absolutely slates Bono.
I welcome it.
And writes about a huge fight that they had back in the day. I don't know when this was, but I'm going to guess it was like a good long time ago.
Probably around the 90s or something, though, if that's when Home Alone came out, no?
Well, yeah, but the book is just about his life.
Right, okay.
So whatever this fight was, it was steamy. So I'll set the scene.
Do, please.
It's 1 o'clock in the morning in Malibu, California, and Daniel Stern wakes up to blaring music in his neighbourhood. He calls his neighbour where the music is coming from and the neighbour says he's actually rented out his house to Bono to have a birthday party for Bono's daughter. Daniel says he went full Karen, called the police. He said, there's an unlawful party on my street. I'm going to shut it down and I hope you join me.
Oh my God.
He said he then hopped in his truck and drove down to the house. Now, I can't imagine it was too far away. He probably could have walked. Anyway, that's neither here nor there. That's quite American of him to do.
It is, indeed.
He stood outside the house screaming, shut the effing music off. Shut it off. You don't even live here, you effing pretentious a-holes. And he said he can look pretty insane when he loses it. So the security did a number on him and got him off the property. And that's it.
Right.
That's kind of the whole story.
He doesn't say why he went mad.
No. And he's still just like, I hate Bono.
Yeah, okay.
Because of this one night. The only thing I can think of is that, like, meanwhile, inside the party, Bono's daughter and all her friends are probably like, oh my God, your dad got the Home Alone guy to come to the house and go crazy. So I feel like it's like getting the 85-pound Grinch.
Yeah, yeah. Oh, yes.
They're like, your dad really is the greatest.
Money well spent.
Yeah.
Money well spent. I'd say he would do it for a few bob as well after Home Alone being his only thing.
Yeah, I know. Fair. He's probably ripping it. It's the only reason why his book is making headlines is because of the old Bono feud. But yeah, a random one I didn't see coming.
I hope Bono releases a book now soon. Just talks about the guy from Home Alone.
He's like, I got to write another book and address this.
Like a diss track, yeah, but in book style. I like it. Dean DeCrow. I'll be waiting. I'll be waiting on Spin 103 with Emma, Dave and Aisling. A really, really favourite artist of mine. I've seen him live, I think, about 5 times. And I've loved it every single time.
It's funny, your relationship with Dean DeCrow, because you spoke about him before. Kind of before we ever even played him, you kept saying, he's from Cork. He's amazing. I love him. He's from Cork.
Yes.
And now Dean DeCrow is Dean DeCrow.
Because I saw him down, I saw him in town in this really small venue. I saw him in Workman's.
Oh, wow, yeah.
Like, and I just thought, this guy is brilliant.
Yeah.
He's so, so good. And then I've seen him on much bigger stages than since.
No, you are one of the early followers of Dean DeCrow.
I would like to think so. I feel like Dean DeCrow could be put into a category, right? And I'm calling it the Dean DeCrow category.
Okay, so he probably liked that.
Yes, so it is. It's his category. He owns it.
Grand.
But I feel like, unfortunately for him, there are a lot of people that go into his category that sound an awful lot like Dean DeCrow.
Okay.
Not exactly for the voice or not like the songs don't sound the same. They're just the same vibe, same kind of person, same vibe of songs.
I get this, yeah.
So I have actually put together this category,
mm-hmm.
But I have three other categories for you. So,
okay.
I have the Keane DeCrow category.
Nice.
I have the Becky Hill category.
Oh, yeah.
I have the Sagala category.
Okay.
And I have the Beyonce category.
Ooh.
Okay. Do you understand the difference between all four?
I do.
Categories?
I won't be putting anyone else in the Beyonce category.
Right, okay.
Personally.
So let
but
me,
I'm interested to hear what you have.
Let me explain.
To say.
So Keane DeCrow's category is filled with sad men. Okay,
yeah,
very, very sad men who are emotional,
mm-hmm.
singing about past relationships, singing about their feelings. I love it. I welcome it.
100%.
Some of my favorite songs are like that, but it's just a category.
Okay.
So people I'm putting in that category are Lewis Capaldi.
Yeah.
Benson Boone.
Mm-hmm.
Hozier.
Ooh.
Yeah, I know that was going to be a little bit of an unpopular one.
Yeah.
Can you think of anyone else who would go into that kind of
I presume Dermot Kennedy would be in
Dermot
that category.
Dermot Kennedy is in that one as well.
Bit of Moncrief.
Moncrief.
Can I raise you a James Arthur?
James Arthur, straight. Do you know what? For the throwback, I'd say a James Blunt.
Yeah.
Is a Keane DeCrow.
A James Blunt is a good shout.
See, am I right?
You are right. That is, like, when I visualise the category, that is what I'd put into mm-hmm. that category. There are some exceptions.
Okay.
And I'll get to them later on. So we have the Keane DeCrows, right? You're doing very well. You had your Dermot Kennedys and that kind of a vibe. Then we move on to the Becky Hills.
Yeah.
Okay. Becky Hill, a fantastic artist. Great tunes. Wonderful, wonderful songs. And a good dance anthems.
Absolutely.
Right? There are many artists that you could actually put in the Becky Hill category.
Yeah, I think there's got to be a big one.
Okay. We go for Rita Ora.
Yeah.
Okay, straight in there.
Yeah.
We go for Bebe Rexha.
Oh, yeah.
Right in there. Ella Henderson, welcome to the party.
Straight in, yeah, new addition.
I don't know what it is. It's these people who are on absolute bangers, but they're not that massive. Like, they don't have stands.
Yeah, where you go onto their Spotify and you're like, whoa, I know all these songs, but if you ask me to name... two, I wouldn't be able to.
I'm gonna
no
put,
offense to them, they're
no,
very
exactly.
successful.
I'm gonna put every member of Little Mix in there. Do you know what I mean?
That's legit. Would you put Anne Marie in there?
I'd put Anne Marie in.
Yeah.
Do you know what I mean? That's the kind of exactly. I was actually thinking, should I put Anne Marie in there? I would put Anne Marie in there.
Okay.
And it's because there's nothing bad about being in there.
Not at all.
It's just you're
all of
you're
these categories
category
are great.
Person. Move on to the next category. This category has multiple.
Okay.
It's called the Sagala category.
Right.
We're big fans of Sagala. He came into the show and we interviewed him and he wore a Stitch blindfold. He's a great guy. He's a nice guy.
Yeah, DJ.
He is. But I could put him into a category very easily. Mm-hmm. And here's the rest of his category. Nathan Daw.
Yeah. Yep.
Kygo. Mm-hmm. New Era.
Oh, yeah.
Belters Only.
Mm.
Sonny Federa.
Oh, Sonny Federa.
Do you know what I mean?
That 100%.
You'd almost argue that Sonny Federa should be the master title.
I wouldn't
on that one.
What about... Jax Jones.
Oh, Jax Jones.
Straight in. Joel Corey.
Yeah. And you understand, I'm not putting these in there because they're DJs. It's just that's the kind of music they bring.
Yeah, because you probably aren't putting like David Guetta in there.
Am I?
Or Calvin Harris.
No, they're a different.
I'm putting Calvin Harris in the Beyonce when I get to that.
Whoa.
But I'm putting. I'm just giving her a heart attack. But I think I might actually put David Guetta.
You putting David Guetta?
I think right.
Well, look,
David
it's your science.
And we move on to the Beyonce category. The Beyonce category is the massive artist. You are talking Beyonce. You're talking Ariana Grande. You're talking Taylor Swift.
Right.
Now, there, as I said, it's kind of like the Mo Cailleach in Irish. There are some kind of... There's some odd ones.
Irregulars.
There's irregulars.
Yeah.
There's irregulars in there. Dua Lipa. You could put in the Sagala or in the Becky Hill category, but I'm not. I'm going to put her in the Beyonce category.
I'd stick her in Beyonce.
Is this what I'm cutting across?
Yeah, Adele's in the Beyonce category.
Adele
Lady Gaga.
Category. Yes, 100%. Except you could put Adele, if she wasn't as big, in the Keane DeCrow category.
Oh, you could.
Do you know what I mean?
Oh, you could.
So this is where I'm coming
I love this.
Now, here is where the irregulars come in. The Kid Laroi. Where the hell do you put him?
Yeah, he's in a regular
Justin
verb.
Bieber.
Justin Bieber goes in the Beyonce one.
Okay. I think he's in the Beyonce, yeah.
You have people like Ice Spice.
Yeah, no.
Where the hell does Ice Spice go?
Yeah, she's another irregular verb. SZA.
Just an irregular verb is exactly what they
we
are.
We should write up the reels of this and send it to schools.
There's definitely a whole side. I think Dave could write a thesis on this.
This is excellent work.
It's such a good idea for a thesis.
This could be your life's work now.
Please
well done.
Do. New Era, they are in the Sagala category and their song is Birds in the Sky on Spin. Are you ready for the greatest radio game of all
time? Let's do it.
Time.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
Welcome to Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose.
You get nothing.
You get nothing. I'll ask you something like name a town in North County Dublin and you'll hear three beeps. Those three beeps are going to sound like this. And then, Ash, you would say...
Lusk.
And I would say Finglas and you'd still be in. Congratulations.
Happy days.
So that's the kind of vibe. You're trying to say a completely different thing that I have written down. If you say the same thing that I've written down, you're out, you get nothing. If you don't say the same thing that I've written down, you get IMC Cinema Passes. One per question. You can decide when you stop or if you want to keep going.
Yeah, there's a bit of jeopardy involved.
For the jugular questions to get that five IMC Cinema Passes. So if you want to play, message us the word game right now to 087 711 1038 for your chance to win up to five IMC Cinema Passes.
You were just in the IMC in
and
this,
I would highly
this
recommend
Savoy.
It. There's so many things to see at the moment.
Yeah. Like,
there's the Fall Guy, which I would recommend. There's also Challengers, which I really
want to
see.
Oh, yes, I really want to
really,
see that.
Really want to see that. So, game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Ash, are you ready to play Don't Say the Same Thing that Dave has written down?
Born ready.
Okay. Without further ado, I'd like you to name a country in Europe.
Slovenia.
I have written down Italy.
Excellent.
Very good, Aisling. We move on to second question number two. Name a fish.
Mackerel.
Mackerel. I have written down tuna.
Tuna.
Very good.
Macklemore.
Question
he was
three.
A rapper.
Macklemore. Now here's where it gets starts to get a little bit tough, Aisling.
Mm-hmm.
I want you to name a Dublin bridge.
Oh. The Rosie Hackett Bridge.
I have Millennial Bridge.
Oh.
Very, very good.
One of my favourite bridges.
I want you to name me a vowel.
Oh, you meanie.
One in five.
You.
I have written down you.
No!
You get nothing. You lose. Good day, sir.
Good day, sir. I don't think I have ever played this game where I haven't got you out.
Yeah.
God damn, we're so in sync.
And all of the callers that we've ever played with as well have always
I've
got
always
to
gone
five.
To five. Okay,
always
so don't let me be the measure of this game. You can be a lot better than me and get the full five passes.
Game in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038. Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down is a fantastic game.
It's a great name, great title.
And we got to play the Willy Wonka clip.
We did. But you don't want to hear that.
No,
then you're out.
You don't want to hear that again.
Get nothing. Game in a WhatsApp.
Don't say the same thing that Dave has written down. That Dave has written down. That Dave has written down.
The second clap was much better than the first clap.
It's generally the way.
Yeah, it is.
You warm up the hands.
Yes, very true.
You get them into the right position.
Welcome to a game called Don't Say the Same Thing That Dave Has Written Down. It's a game where if you say the same thing that I've written down, then you lose. You're out. You get nothing.
Good
However,
day, sir.
If you keep getting them right, you will win IMC Cinema Passes.
Yes, up to
we have
five
up for grabs, and on to play is Leah. You ready to play, Leah?
Yeah.
Okay, you know the rules. I'm going to play three beeps and you say it after the third beep.
Yeah.
Your answer. And we're going to start off easy, Leah. For one IMC Cinema Pass, name me a car brand.
Peugeot.
Are you sitting in a Peugeot, Leah?
I am, yeah.
Okay, excellent.
Do you know how close I was to saying Peugeot? I didn't, though. I said Audi.
Oh, nice. Okay, phew. All right, Leah, you can now decide whether you want to keep playing for two passes or go home with the singular pass, a solo cinema trip.
I'll keep playing.
Okay.
Keep playing. All right, good choice. Let's go for question two. Leah, name a fizzy drink.
Monster.
Monster. I have written down... Fanta Artinch.
Oh, that was a close one. All right, so two IMC Cinema Passes in the bag. Do you want to play on or do you want to take them home?
Play on.
Play on.
Good choice.
She's a rebel.
Let's go for question three. Name a language.
Irish.
Irish. I have written down English.
Sorry, who are you? Producer Callum. Well done, Leah. A true patriot.
On to four IMC Cinema Passes, Leah. You still game?
Yeah.
Yeah,
right,
okay.
Let's do it. Name me a star sign.
Cancer. Aries.
Aries. Are you an Aries yourself, Leah?
I am, yeah.
Oh, God, Leah's lucky for you. Personal experience.
I'm a Taurus.
Oh, Leah. All right, you're about to hit the jugular, the five passes. Do you want to play or stick with the four and go home?
I'll play on.
Okay, here we go for question five. Leah, name one. Emma, Dave, or Ashley?
Ashley?
For five IMC Cinema passes, I have said Emma.
Oh, yes! Go on, Leah.
Leah, congratulations. Five IMC Cinema passes on the way to you.
Thanks so much, guys. 100%
success rate in this game today.
Brilliant.
Well done.
Have a great weekend, Leah.
Thank you.
Bye.
Bye-bye.
Wow. What another amazing moment.
What a great game.
No one's ever lost this game.
Except for you.
Ah, yeah. Well,
three
don't really
times in a row.
That doesn't really count. That doesn't count.
We play at the exact same time next week. And if you say the same thing that I've written then you get nothing.
You lose.
Good day, sir. Wait.
This is Spins Fully Charged with Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Good morning, 3 minutes past eight. This is Fully Charged. Happy Friday and welcome to the weekend.
Good morning, everybody. I'm quite nervous this morning, actually.
Are you?
Yeah,
nervous. Is it because I'm on the desk and Emma's off and everything will probably blow up?
No, I'm actually quite comfortable with you on the desk now. I think you're doing a fine job.
Thanks.
I'm nervous to be
on
the radio.
I've only done this for 10 years.
Yeah. I'm nervous to be on the radio. Not now.
Okay.
I'm nervous to be on the radio later on because I'm making my news talk debut later on.
Yes. Oh, my God.
Play the presidential music.
Well done.
Yeah.
You've never been on News Talk before?
I've never been on News Talk before. The only time I was ever even downstairs in the News Talk studios was when we did Swap Timbre and Emma and I slept over in the offices and I went down in my pyjamas at 2 in the morning when no one was in the building.
Right.
That's the only time I've ever even stepped foot in a News Talk studio.
Okay. So go on. Why are you going on News Talk?
Well, the most hilarious reason. So you might remember a few weeks ago I was boasting that I'm extremely obsessed with Ritz crackers and that I could tell a Ritz cracker from a fake Ritz.
Yeah, the last time Emma was off, we did it.
Yeah, actually, the last time she was off, and you did a taste test,
yes.
And I completely failed.
You botched it, yeah.
I completely botched it. Well, I'm not joking you. I'm going on News Talk to talk about Ritz crackers.
I wouldn't want your first year debut on News Talk to be about anything else.
Anything else. Because Ritz crackers have shrunk by 30%. There's 30% less Ritz in the bag and it's a scandal and I'm on to talk about shrinkflation with a famous Irish economist.
Oh my God.
I'm absolutely bricking it.
So basically what you're doing is you're doing a notions alert on News Talk.
Yeah, essentially, but strictly shrinkflation.
Right.
So not really like prices. It has to have shrunk. So I'm like terrified that I'm going to get sued by brands and be like, ah, yeah, the snack bar, that's way smaller. And they're like, no, it's actually the same. Nah, I'd say it's smaller. I'm so scared.
Okay, what time are you on?
I think I'll be on like around 4 o'clock.
4 o'clock.
Yeah.
Okay. Well, the last time I was on News Talk, I made a tit of myself.
Oh, yes, so you've been on.
I've been on News Talk before, yeah.
So, any advice? What should I wear? A suit.
Only bit of advice. Don't complain about having to walk from town to Rathmines because people will be like, that's not far. I got slated online. Someone tweeted and someone was like, oh, God love me, I had to walk to Rathmines.
You were giving out about taxis.
I was.
The lack of taxis.
During Christmas time.
Okay, so yeah. I won't complain about walking from town to Rathmines and otherwise I should be fine.
And you're going into studio?
I'm going into studio,
oh, perfect.
Yeah.
I was on the phone and there was a 3-second delay, so that also put me off.
Oh, excellent.
So
I'll be fine.
You're
so
absolutely A1. So News Talk today from 4.
Yes, or all your Ritz updates.
Or just 10 minutes in a row with Steve K will do as well.
Yeah, absolutely fine.
Okay. Let's go.
Ladies and gentlemen, Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Here we go.
All right, now here's the deal. Emma is off for the next couple of days and we would love to give this prize away while she's off because for some reason that's just embedded into us that when one of us is off, we need to...
Yeah, we get a fire
screw
in
them
us.
Over.
And the really sad thing for me was I was off for like a week and a half and you just gave it away.
We did.
And the last day of my holidays.
We are talking about Emma, Dave and Aisling's golden ticket.
Yes, this is an amazing prize. It is Emma's dream prize, which makes it even more funny if we give it away while she's off. We want to send you to 3 music festivals this summer. Sea Sessions with camping, Longitude and Electric Picnic with camping. A pair of tickets to go to each. It could really set you up for an unbelievable summer.
Really would. On to play today is Roisin. How are you, Roisin?
I'm fine. I'm actually rushing around to get the door ready for school.
Oh,
okay,
are you?
Okay.
Good.
So you really don't need this.
No, it's fine. I do need it. I need a break.
Okay. Fair. Now, you do know festivals are not really the most relaxing places to be.
Oh, I know, but they're fun.
They are. They are, 100%.
They
so
are
you have a... How old is your daughter?
She's five.
And
five.
Is she nearly done then, school, or is she another month to go or something, is it?
I think she's finished end of June.
Very.
Okay, oh yeah, so a bit to go. Yeah. Would you be one of these cool mums who brings their kids to Electric Picnic in a little cart?
Yeah, a little buggy.
Carts them around.
I have thought of that before I had my child.
Do you have to pay for kids to get in? This is my question. Like, if you had a 6-year-old, you're hardly going to buy them a ticket.
Yeah, I've actually no idea. Is there a family ticket? You just sneak it in under your jumper.
Yeah. Roisin, when's the last time you got a break and got to go to a festival?
I think the last. I don't even remember what festival was.
Long to compute.
Have you been to Longitude?
No, I'm going this year though. I only have the first day ticket though. I need the second day ticket.
Okay.
Very good.
Well, we want to sort you out with Longitude, Sea Sessions and Electric Picnic. The whole lot. You deserve it.
You do indeed. And all you got to do is play our very silly game called Emma, Dave and Aisling's Golden Ticket. Have you heard this game before, Roisin?
Yeah.
Do you know how many seconds go on the clock?
60.
I wish, Roisin. It's 25 and 5 songs and artists are going to play. Guess the 5 songs and artists within 25 seconds. You win a golden ticket to 3 of the biggest music festivals this summer. If it's a song with a few people on it, you only need to mention one artist. No skipping or passing. We can't move on until you get the song and artist correct. However, if you really don't know it, you can swap it for a different one. You can only do that once though, and you can't do it on the final song. So if you want to swap the song, shout the word swap. When you get it correct, we'll pause the clock just so you can gather yourself and get ready for the next one. All makes sense, Roisin?
Yep.
All right,
good.
We're rooting for you. Where are you from?
Ballybock.
All right, Roisin and Ballybock.
And Ballybock, the best of luck. I got 25 seconds on the clock. And song one plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock.
Herself
gone. Yes. Oh, that was nice. That was quick answering. Herself gone.
That's exactly what you need to do. I like the vibe.
Exactly.
This is what I'm like in the car.
Yeah, well, that's the way you do it. All right, you got that in just over 3 seconds. We're at 21.8 seconds left. 4 songs to go and a swap. Play like that and we're doing very well.
Not a bad start at all. Let's go for song 2. Roisin plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I've been known to miss
a red flag. Dua Lipa. I've been known to put my lover on
a pedestal. Like a magic trick. Those things just don't
last. Who do you need now?
Do you want to swap? I take
my rose. Swap.
Yeah,
I think good decision.
I know.
She does have a lot of songs.
So she has way too many songs and too many new songs at the moment. That song is Illusion by Dua Lipa.
Illusion.
That's her newest one that we're playing at the moment. All right, we're back to 21.8 seconds left. A brand new song too for you.
Let's go for a brand new song too. It plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. Sleezing and teasing, I'm sitting on
it. My diamonds are dripping on. Ray.
Yeah.
Oh my god, why am I so fast?
Something that Houdini used to do.
Escape.
Look at the Friday. Escapism was the answer. You said something about escape. Grand, we'll take that. So that was Ray and 070 Shake on that as well. Got a tricky situation here, Roisin. We're down to 6.9 seconds left.
Look, if you
never know.
You answer as quick as you got them, Harry Styles. I don't think it's impossible. Let's go for song 3 and we'll be halfway there. Roisin plays in 3, 2, 1. Start the clock. I don't know what to tell you. I don't know what to
say. I got into my head. Tom Grennan.
Really not
bad at all.
I'm annoyed for you because I feel like you're a gal who could have gone all the way or at least gotten a song 4 or 5. That was Tom Grennan. How does it feel?
Do you know what? It's very rare that we get someone who is so good with the artists.
Mm.
I think you've gotten all of the artists and you struggled with the song names.
Yes, there. That was
I'm usually the other way around. I usually don't know who the artists are.
Really?
Really?
That's interesting.
You're better than you think, Roisin.
Really are. Roisin, we're big fans of you and we do hope you're going to get a break this summer and please try and get back on again and we will try and give you this golden ticket before it's gone.
Thank you.
Roisin, have a great weekend, all right?
Bye-bye.
See you later.
Ah, dear, oh dear.
Ah, it wasn't to be. I also feel, I've just been kind of thinking the last 2 minutes, I'm like, I said, when Dua Lipa was playing, I was like, it's like a magic trick, like an illusion.
Mm.
But when you say magic trick and Dua Lipa, you think Houdini.
Yeah, you do, you do.
You don't think illusion,
do
you?
What's with all the Houdini references in the golden ticket today?
Yeah, I don't know what's going on.
Curious.
Bit of magic.
Yeah. Look, we do want to give this away while Emma's gone. She's not back till next Thursday. We have three more chances.
There is time.
Let's get a good player on for Monday. Golden in a WhatsApp if you want to come on and play. 087 711 1038. Cannes Film Festival has been on.
Oh, yeah.
For the past, like, week and a half. It's finishing tomorrow, I believe. I've seen a few bits of the red carpet and stuff like that. If you don't know anything about Cannes, it's pretty much the most prestigious of all the film festivals. And I think it's where they preview a lot of the big films that are going to be out that year.
So it's kind of like the Sundance Festival.
Yeah.
They do that kind of a vibe. Yeah.
So they kind of get the first playing of a lot of the big films coming out in the next year or so. And a big feature of Cannes is these crazy long-standing ovations. Have you heard about this?
I have, and I think it's weird.
It is mad. So this has kind of been a tradition for, like, a long time where the best film of the year or the best films will receive, like, a really long, like, exaggeratedly long standing ovation. But lately, it's been getting completely out of hand. And this is just like, oh, I was just like, oh, it's so typical of everything.
Yes.
Where then just everything gets a big standing ovation.
So pretentious.
Even if it's crap.
Yeah.
Yeah, so this year at Cannes, every film has gotten a standing ovation of at least 7 minutes.
That's ridiculous.
It's crazy.
Like, seven claps is enough. That'll start to hurt your hand after seven claps.
Oh my God, you'd be wrecked after 7 minutes. And it's kind of ruining the whole thing. All the movie buffs are going mad. I remember a few years ago when Banshees of Inisherin came out.
Yeah.
And I remember all the headlines were like, Banshees gets 15 minutes standing ovation. And I was like, that must be the longest standing ovation of all time. And it's like, no, it's actually not.
Yeah.
Honestly, like, it is long, all things considered, but it's not even the longest one they've ever had at Cannes.
I think this would be my worst nightmare. I would be in the cinema or at this festival sitting down and be like, what are you doing?
Oh, you'd be gone.
I don't like when people clap at the plane lands.
Oh, I actually do like that.
If you're clapping for 15 minutes after a movie, get over yourself.
Yeah, it's crazy long. Like, for example, last year, the Indiana Jones film was a big flop and it got like a 5 minute standing ovation.
Oh, stop.
And then they go, Indiana Jones gets 5 minute standing ovation at Cannes. Everybody goes see Indiana Jones and they're like, this is shite.
Yeah.
So everybody's given out, like, every film this year got 7 minutes. And I've looked up the longest ever Cannes standing ovation.
Oh,
it was
higher than 20 minutes.
It is just about higher than 20 minutes.
My God.
It was the 2006 film Pan's Labyrinth.
Yes.
It went on to win 3 Oscars, so it was an exceptional film, but it got a 22-minute standing ovation.
22.
22 minutes is like running a...
That's an episode of Friends.
Yeah, it is. Oh my God, that's insane,
that's
actually. When you
of
put
The Simpsons.
Yeah.
Oh my God, what are you doing?
It's like running 3.5 kilometres.
Dear God.
22 minutes of standing. I actually think 22 seconds of a standing ovation would feel very
way
long.
Way too long.
Do you want to test how long that would sound?
Kind of. 22, not 22 minutes.
No, not 22 minutes.
We don't have that much time.
So, ladies and gentlemen, for the next 22 minutes, we will test the theory. No, I say we do a 22 second standing ovation and see how, like, exaggerated that sounds.
Okay.
So all rise and feel free to join in wherever you are.
Yeah,
22 seconds on the clock. Here we go. The film has just ended and it's brilliant.
Was too long.
My hands are sore.
That was too long.
And that was, I don't even know the fraction of what the 22 minutes was.
1%.
Oh, amazing. Well, 60 seconds. Ooh, tough part. Too hard. Too hard. We need a mathematician in the house.
Awful.
Too long.
Good morning.
Morning.
So, mark it down in your calendars. The 24th of May, 2023. Was the day that me and this person to the left of me met for the very first time to hang out on our own. Not actually met, we actually knew each other for a while. I'm talking about Today FM afternoon newsreader and my housemate, Ben, ladies and gentlemen.
How are ye?
Welcome, Ben.
Good morning, Ben.
Good morning, all. And can I just say on the first, on the outset, that it's really humbling to come and talk to local radio right now. I'm really used to talking to a national audience. It's really nice to come and talk to ye.
Thank you for coming to talk to
the little people.
You'll come to me in Today FM in a couple of years.
Exactly.
Oh, maybe, very good.
We're very happy in Spin.
And now you all know why Ben and Dave are friends.
I wasn't talking about you. I was talking about the listeners coming to me.
Yeah, okay. So that's Ben. We get along quite well because we're both very, very sarcastic. He's an interesting man.
You're both difficult men.
So I decided to bring him in and we'll just talk about it. What a year it's been, Ben.
Great year.
Great year since that
very
first
Yeah, I feel
walk.
Like that's not going to be entertaining for anybody other than the two of you, which is fine. We all know you like to have walks and that can just stay between the two of you. I've actually prepared something else for Ben's arrival, if you don't mind.
Oh, please.
I think we should put your friendship to the test. And we're going to play a little game.
Had many tests.
Called All-Star Mr. and Mister.
Oh, okay.
Where I'm going to ask Ben questions about Dave, and then Dave questions about Ben, and whichever of you gets the highest score is the better friend.
Oh, I like
Sorry, how the hell did you find stuff out about me?
The great thing is, you're going to tell us the answers.
Oh, right.
It's All-Star Mr. and Mister. Come on,
okay.
Ben, you're
okay.
On
spin
now. You need to be a bit more with it.
I'm down with the kids.
I've got a pair of noise-cancelling headphones that are going to blare very loud music. I'm going to ask you to put them on first, Dave.
Okay.
And I'm going to ask Ben questions about you. You're then going to answer them afterwards and we'll see if you match the same answers that Ben has given.
Cool. I'm going to put these on now. Can I just apologise for whatever he says in the next 5 minutes?
I think that's going on. Probably going to be necessary. What song? Oh, he can't hear, so that's fine. Okay, Ben, are you ready to play All-Star Mr. and Mister?
Yes, why not? Let's do it.
All right, question one, Ben. What is Dave's favourite football team?
Manchester United.
Okay, we're starting easy.
Yeah, that's an easy one.
Yeah. You're confident on that one?
Yeah, 100%. Now, you know, he's a bit mental for supporting them, but...
Yeah, well, look, there's many other reasons too. What are Dave's parents' names?
The lovely Grania and Don.
Grania and Don. I think you'll do well on that one.
Mm-hmm.
Ben, well done. Ben.
Yeah.
What is Dave's favourite fit food flavour?
Oh.
We all know Dave loves fit foods.
Oh, well, you see, it changes so often. I know it's not going to be the turkey burrito or the taco fries. Gives out about them.
Yeah.
I'll just go straight for the chicken curry. Just the regular chicken curry.
Okay.
But he's going to probably take out some of the veg.
Final answer, chicken curry.
Mm-hmm.
Question four, Ben.
This is fun.
How many minutes long can Dave currently hold a plank?
He's going to say three.
You know he's been working on it.
He's going to say three, but he could only do two.
Are you willing to risk it all by saying two when you know he's going to say three?
How change the question to how many minutes can he do it easily?
I'll change it to how many minutes can he do it consistently, because I'm pretty sure he does two and then he takes a break and then he does another one.
Yeah, that doesn't count. That doesn't count. That's like somebody breaking up, getting back together in the relationship. The clock restarts.
Okay. Question five, your last question. This might be tricky. What is Dave's confirmation name?
Now that is a good one.
The newsreader is stumped.
He has, I think I have asked him this before. Oh, I know the story behind it. The story behind it is him and his friend, they agreed to swap names.
Yeah, I've heard this.
And he picked his friend's name, his friend went for a different name, so David was stuck with whatever name that was.
Yeah, and what name was that?
Philip.
All right, your answers have been logged, Ben. All right, Dave, headphones off. You're back in the room.
Hello. Here I am.
We've been asking Ben questions about you, and now we're going to find out the answers and we're going to see how right Ben was. How well does he know his best friend, Dave?
Okay. Whoa, nobody said best friend.
Okay,
I knew
sorry.
He was going to say.
Nobody said
Luckily,
best friend.
Luckily, that wasn't one of the questions. All right, question one, Dave. What is your favourite football team?
Manchester United.
You say Manchester United. What did Ben say?
Manchester United.
Okay.
Well done. One for one.
Easy one to start.
Very easy.
Question number two. Dave, what are your parents' names?
Don and Grania.
And Ben said?
The lovely Grania and Don.
Poor Don got a bit shafted there.
Oh no, Don doesn't need shafting. Don needs to be brought down a peg or two. It's like meeting Bono.
All right, question three, Dave. What is your favourite fit food flavour?
Oh, what would he say?
No, it's what is your favourite fit food flavour?
My favourite fit food flavour is the sweet and sour chicken.
What did Ben say?
Chicken curry.
Oh.
I will say inside, I was like, I think it's sweet and sour chicken.
I've never seen you eat sweet and sour chicken.
The last 2 days I've eaten sweet and sour chicken.
You'd never ask, like, the last 2 days. What's your favourite overall?
I'd never have a curry 2 days in a row. I'd have a sweet and sour chicken all.
Okay, guys, let's not fight on your anniversary. Question four, Dave. How many minutes can you currently hold a plank for?
Oh, a real plank or a fake plank?
Fake. Not real.
A real plank.
A real plank. 3 minutes.
And Ben said...
He's going to say three.
You know he's been working on it.
He's going to say three.
I can do it for 3 minutes.
Yeah, we know.
We kind of said we think you can do it for two and then take a break and then do another one.
I can do it for three.
Question number five. Dave, what is your confirmation name?
I kind of forgot it there for a sec. There's no way he'll notice. It's Luke.
Ben said...
Philip? No, I did get the story behind it right. So I should get a half point for
that. Yeah, he did get the story of the holding up of the names and your friend betraying you and all the rest. All right, 3 out of 5 for Ben. Let's come back and see if Dave knows Ben better than Ben knows Dave in All-Star Mr. and Mister.
Let's do it. Stick around. You're on Spin. You're on Spin. Emma, Dave and Aisling with you, fully charged. And we are joined because Emma is off. So... the spare seat in the studio has been filled by my housemate Ben.
Woo-hoo!
It's our 1 year anniversary of hanging out together.
Hello, happy anniversary, sweetie.
Ah, you too, chicken.
We're playing a game of All Star Mr. and Mister. Ben has been asked questions about Dave. He got a score of 3 out of 5. That's how well you know Dave. And now we're going to ask Dave questions about Ben. All right, so Ben, I'm going to put the noise cancelling headphones on your ears. You're going to listen to some cool tunes.
Can you put on some Saw Doctors or something?
No, it'll be Becky Hill. Or somebody.
Is this going to be Spin music? I won't know this.
I got girls allowed.
Dave, we're going to put 5 questions to you about Ben and we're going to see if you do better than Ben did about you. You need to get a score of 4 or more to beat Ben.
Okay.
And be the better friend.
I will be the better friend.
Question one. What county is Ben from?
Ben is born in Galway, but from Roscommon.
Ooh.
This is truly awful music.
Shut up, Ben. Question number two. What year was Ben born?
Oh, Ben was born in 1990.
Bit of maths in this.
I want to say 3. I want to say he was born in 1993.
1993.
Yeah, I think he was.
Making him 31.
He's only 30, that's the thing. So it'll be 1994.
Okay. 1994, final answer?
Yes, 1994.
All right, question number 3. What colour toothbrush does Ben use?
Oh, it's not an electric one, which I find really weird. I think it's blue. It's light blue.
Light blue?
Yeah.
Okay, we're logging light blue. Question number 4. What is Ben's favourite weeknight dinner?
Oh, It's like a jack potato. Like he'll call it a spud, but he'll do it in the air fryer, and it takes about an hour and a half.
Okay.
So yeah, that's his favorite.
The air fryer spud.
Yes.
Question number 5. What age was Ben when he first got the shift?
Oh God, I guarantee he can tell you the date. I don't know what age was he. I'm gonna say he was 13. I'd say he's a bit of a late bloomer.
Okay. 13. All right, 5 answers logged. Ben! You can remove your headphones.
That was truly awful.
Well, I'm glad you enjoyed yourself. All right, Ben, we've been putting questions to Dave about you. You got a score of 3 out of 5. Dave has to get, match that or do better to be the better friend. How do you think he did?
I don't have a clue how he did, but I'm quite nervous about what I'm about to be asked.
All right, so...
And can I lie?
Yes, you can.
I'm going to ask you the questions and then we'll find out what Dave said back. Okay, question one. What county are you from, Ben?
Roscommon.
What did Dave say?
Born in Galway, but from Roscommon.
Excellent.
Yeah, we'll go out.
Yeah, a lot more detail given than you even gave.
Mm.
What year were you born, Ben?
Oh, 1992. way back when. Nobody listening was ever alive back in 1994.
Yes, 1994.
Oh, yeah! There was a ditherance between 93 and 94, but we got to 94 in the end, with my help.
You should see the evil look he just gave.
93? Ew.
I said that would have made you 31. He went, actually, no.
If I was 31 and walked into a Spin studio, I'd disintegrate.
That's what happens to Emma every morning. A little piece of her falls off.
I forgot she's that.
Question number three. What colour toothbrush do you use?
He doesn't know himself.
I don't notice things like that. I want to say blue.
Let's see.
I think it's blue. It's light blue.
You've never seen my toothbrush.
I seen it the other day when you were brushing your teeth and I was like, I can't believe you don't have an electric toothbrush.
We brush our teeth together. It's a really cute thing that we do.
All right, question four. This is to go into the lead, Dave. What is your favourite weeknight dinner, Ben? Don't think about it too much.
Ah, this is annoying now because I know he's going to get it right. And I know he's already got it right.
But he's your best friend, so you should give him the win, you know?
It's a spud in the air fryer.
That's it.
It's a like a jack potato. Like a, he'll call it a spud.
How well do I know?
I actually feel really weird. I don't know what's going on.
It's really good. I get some cheese in there, some beans. And...
I knew he'd call it a spud as well.
Oh, you guys are strange. Okay, question five. To go for the full 5 out of 5... What age were you, Ben, when you first got the shift?
Oh, wow. Well, I could tell you the date.
What did I say? I told you, this man is weird for dates.
Oh, so, I want this to end.
It was the 10th of September. It would have been 2009, which would have made me 15.
Oh, what did you say, Dave? I'm
gonna say he was 13.
No, I wish.
Yeah.
I wish. Yeah. 10th of September.
He did say you were a late bloomer, but he said 13.
Looking at you now, 15 makes sense, yeah.
Yeah.
By the skin of your teeth, Dave, you're the better friend. Yeah. But I think both of you are meant for each other and nobody else, to be honest.
Ben, you're actually on Spin this weekend. You went to Malawi a couple of weekends ago.
I did. It was a couple of months ago now. It was 2 months ago. I went over with Trokra to look at what climate change is doing there because we're big emitters. We're not feeling the effects of climate change. They don't have any emissions. They don't have tractors. They don't have cars. Everything's done by hand.
Wow.
And they're feeling the most effects of climate change. So I'm getting the prestigious slot of 10 p.m. on Sunday to air this important message at 10 p.m. on Sunday.
You scratch our back, we scratch yours. That is. Ben Finnegan from Today FM News. Thank you very much. I'll see you at home.
See you, Petty.
Peggy who, Peggy Goop.
Peggy Goop. That's not fair.
It goes like, na, na, na. You're on Spin with Emma, Dave and Ashley. Good morning. All this week, we've been getting tasty, shall we say, with Taste of Dublin in association with international furnishing retailer Yusk. It's on from Thursday 13th to Sunday the 16th of June in its new location of Merrion Square.
Yeah, great day out is Taste of Dublin. You can enjoy Ireland's best chefs, hottest restaurants, finest artisan producers and incredible live musical entertainment where food lovers feast. Tickets are available now at tasteofdublin.ie. We have one pair left to give away. And then we also need to play our little game and see who we can give a €1,000 Yusk voucher to this morning.
That is, they need to get a score of 5 or more to beat Lisa. Now, Lisa is on the phone waiting for us.
Yeah.
So maybe it's going to her, maybe it's going to this new player who is Holly. Holly, any weekend plans?
No, nothing quiet this weekend.
Quiet.
Busy
nice.
Next weekend. We're going to Chase and Abbey next Friday, so we're having a quiet one.
Oh, unreal. Oh, it's a busy weekend for gigs next Friday. Next weekend. You're going to picture this, producer Callum.
Yeah, picture this very next good. Saturday. Chase and Abbey. Oh my Johnny, do you need?
I fucking love that.
That'll
tune.
Be a great, that's so great gig to kick off the bank holiday as well.
Yeah, that's such a good.
All right, well, you're also going to be busy the weekend of the 13th to the 16th of June because you've just bagged yourself a pair of Taste of Dublin tickets.
Woo! Congratulations.
Yay!
Well, Holly, we also want to give you that €1,000 Yusk voucher, and all you got to do is play a very simple game.
Yes, Holly, we are going to put 30 seconds going to go on the clock, Holly. Callum is going to hold up words on a piece of paper, food-based words. Either Dave or me has to describe those words to you. You have to tell us what they are, okay? So if Callum holds up the word apple, for example, we'll say it's a fruit, Granny Smith, Pink Lady, all the rest, you shout apple.
Okay.
You got to get a score of 5 or more to top the leaderboard this morning and win the Yusk voucher. Okay. So far, with Dave and I playing, the best we've done is a score of 3.
Yeah.
So we're both as good or bad as each other, however you look at it. So you can decide who would you like to play with, Dave or me, this morning.
I'm going to go with Emma.
Emma's not here.
Emma's not here.
Emma's not there.
Emma's not there.
Okay, Ashling.
Good decision.
Yeah, no Emma, so...
Literally...
No faith in anyone.
Anyone but Dave.
Anyone but Dave, yeah, literally. Okay, right.
Sorry, Dave.
That's absolutely all right. Holly, I would have done the exact same thing.
30, girls, girl.
30 seconds are going on the clock. Producer Callum, start holding up them signs.
You put these on a pizza with ham. They're technically a fungus. Little toadstools.
Pepperoni?
No, little. They're vegetable. They're fungus. And they're magic. You can get magic ones of these.
Mushrooms?
Yes. This of knowledge. It's a fish. The something of knowledge. It's pink. Pink
salmon?
Fish. Yep. You have this with curry. It's white little grains.
Rice?
Yep. Fish and these in a...
Once again, a score of 3. But Holly,
I kind of stalled the ball on mushroom. I'm sorry.
No, I think you did really, really well, Holly. It wasn't good, but you did get them Taste of Dublin tickets. So enjoy that and have an amazing weekend.
Thank you very much. Thanks, Holly.
Brilliant. Thank you.
See you later, Holly. Bye, bye, bye. Lisa, congratulations! You've got a 1,000 euro Yusk voucher.
Oh, that's brilliant! Thanks very much.
What are you going to spend it on, Lisa?
And I'm going to get a few of them nice towels as we're talking about.
Lovely towels. You can do a lot more than just towels, though, with a 1,000 euros.
Yeah, I was looking at the outdoor furniture.
Oh, brilliant. A bit of garden furniture would be nice.
Yeah, oh, right.
Lisa's a woman who's been spending this prize since she qualified on Monday.
Already.
I bet you didn't think you'd be still standing by Friday, did you?
No, definitely not.
Oh,
I'm just waiting on the 3 o'clock call now.
Oh, yeah, yeah. That's to come next, I'd imagine.
You'd be happy with what you've got now, Lisa.
Yeah.
Fair play, Lisa. Enjoy happy spending.
Happy spending is right. Lisa, have a great weekend.
Thanks very much.
Good luck.
Thanks very much.
See you, Lisa. Bye-bye.
Delighted for Lisa.
I am delighted for Lisa. However, I'm not. I don't feel too hot about myself at the moment because I feel like at the risk of never being chosen for a game ever again, I'd like to redeem myself because she literally wanted anyone but Dave.
She did, yeah. Holly definitely wanted anyone but you. She would have picked producer Callum over you, I'd say.
Producer Callum has a few more words left, right? I'm going to put 30 seconds on the clock. I want to redeem myself. I think I could do better. I wasn't expecting it.
I think as
Tuesday.
A team, we can get more than 5. Yes. I think we could have won the Yusk voucher.
Okay, so this is where
we're playing 30, again.
30 seconds on the clock.
Right,
you've got to describe these foods. Go. Lemon and...
Honey.
No, it's...
Lime.
Yeah, there you go. You put it on a chicken fillet roll. It's pink.
Mayonnaise.
No, it's ketchup and mayonnaise. A certain type of...
Cajun mayonnaise.
For God's sake, no.
Ketchup and mayonnaise.
Yeah,
pink.
Together. It's pink.
Pink sauce.
Yeah, it's called...
What, prawn cocktail sauce?
You put in like a tortilla, a hard tortilla.
What? Nacho sauce.
No.
Taco sauce.
Thank you.
Oh, that's stupid.
It's red and it has pincers.
I saw it. Lobster.
Yes, thank you. I'm so done.
I'm going home. There's a very big event happening tomorrow.
Go on.
It's called Pinballia's Bray Away Day in May.
Okay, I thought it was going to be the FA Cup final. No, I should have known. So what does it say it again?
Pinballia's Bray Away Day in May.
The Bray Away Day in May.
Yeah, would you like to attempt to translate that sentence?
The Bray Away Day in May.
Yeah.
Yeah, as in you're going away to Bray.
Yeah.
It's in May.
Pinballia.
For the day. Pinballia, as in the Dublin pinball team.
Bingo. My boyfriend Alex is a big pinball fan, and him and his fellow pinball loving friends have started this kind of pinball playing collective called Pinballia, like Pinballia.
Very good.
Very clever.
Very clever.
Sunday is the first.
Better written down.
Better written down, yeah. Sunday is the first Pinballia tournament to be held outside of Dublin, and we're going all the way across the border, about 3 steps to Bray.
Okay, very good.
We're going to Bray Bowl. A
very
place
nice.
That owns 4 pinball machines recently discovered.
And do they know you're coming?
They actually do, and they're very excited. They were like, can we get a bit of social?
Ah.
Obvious play in the machines.
That's cute.
They're like, usually people don't play the pinball machines.
Ah.
We're like, well, there are going to be almost 20 people hitting up the 4 pinball machines in Bray Bowl on Saturday. So if you're thinking, I'm going to go to Bray Bowl and test out the new machines, don't go on Saturday. Because we're going to have them... taken over. So basically we're all going to play each machine, and then there's going to be like a rank of everybody's scores, and then there's going to be an A bracket, and they'll face off in the kind of like the Premier League.
Yes.
And then the B bracket will be us lowers.
Right.
The A bracket will be who we call the bearded men.
Yeah.
The bearded men are Alex and his fellow pinball nerds. Excuse me. Who all have
something
beards.
Stuck in your throat there.
And are very, very good at pinball. And then we're going to be in the B bracket. Mm. And in the B bracket, we're going to have a bit of crack. The pinball, the bearded men are very serious. But I'm kind of eyeing up the other activities that are available at Bray Bowl. And my God, if you've never been to Bray Bowl, I suggest you do so. It's absolutely unreal.
Okay.
There's so much stuff in Bray Bowl.
This is not SponCon or anything.
Absolutely
like that.
Not. No,
you just love Bray Bowl.
I just love Bray Bowl, and I'm really excited to go there. And I've made a bit of a game plan of how I'm going to get around Bray Bowl whilst also playing my pinball tournament.
Yeah, because God forbid you just go with the flow.
Exactly, yeah. So this is the plan. Bit of pinball, bit of air hockey, bit of pinball, bit of pool. Bit of pinball, bit of tipping point coin game machine.
Oh, yeah.
Bit of pinball, bit of Fast and Furious car racing game.
Yes, oh, I'd love that.
Bit of pinball, bit of bumper cars. Mm. Bit of pinball, bit of lose all my money in a claw machine. Bit of pinball, bit of 10-pin bowling.
Oh, God.
Bit of pinball, bit of Dance Dance Revolution.
Right.
Bit of pinball, bit of World Football Pro.
Okay.
You'd like that one. Bit of pinball, bit of Dinosaur Dash. Bit of pinball, bit of laser tag. Bit of pinball, bit of virtual reality pirate battle edition.
Okay.
Bit of pinball, bit of virtual reality burger cook-off edition.
Turning off.
Bit of pinball, a bit of virtual reality cyber shock edition. Bit of pinball, bit of virtual reality quantum arena edition.
Okay, yeah, okay.
Bit of pinball, bit of escape quest espionage edition. Bit of pinball. Maybe back to the bowling then. Bit of pinball, maybe try to hear the truth of it.
Hey everyone, this is Perry.
One more tune.
Oh, yes, this is the part where we give you three songs to vote for. And one of them will play as the very last song on the show. Hence, one more tune.
Yes. A prestigious spot.
Oh, very, very. You either vote for Emma, Dave or Aisling. We all have very, very different tastes in music. Emma goes for a bit of a banger.
Yep.
Ash, you go for a little bit of pop.
A bit of cheese sing-along vibe, yeah.
I like a little bit of a rock vibe, a little bit of an emo vibe.
Yeah, you're the band man.
I like the band. I'm a band man. I really like that. So without further ado, if you want to hear Emma's, she's left us a little bit of a voice note.
Ah, all the way from New York.
All the way from New York City, baby.
Not sure what it's like there, but it's 27 degrees in New York City. And keeping the summer vibes alive this week for one more tune. Chris Malinchak and So Good To Me. If you want to get behind that, you got to get behind me. Drop Emma in a WhatsApp now, please, to 087 711 1038.
We know you're in...
She's in pre-clearance.
US pre-clearance right now.
She is not in 27 degrees.
So, I don't know what it's like that you're still in Dublin.
Before you get too jealous of Emma, bear in mind, she is still on Irish soil.
So Emma has gone for Chris Malinchak. I have gone for this. American Authors, Best Day of My Life. That's a real good tune to kick off a weekend. If you want to hear it, it's Dave in a WhatsApp to 087 711 1038.
Quite a cheesy one for you, Dave,
I would say. Yeah,
you're crossing into my category. I've gone for this. Girls Aloud being in town last week just gave me a bit of Cheryl fever, so I've gone for Call My Name by Cheryl. What a throwback. If you'd love to hear it in full, it's Aisling in a WhatsApp now to 087 711 1038.
One more time around the room. Emma has gone for Chris Malinchak and what is the song?
So Good To Me.
So good to me.
Okay, that's Emma in a WhatsApp. I've gone for American Authors, Best Day of My Life. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
And I've gone for Cheryl and Call My Name. It's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
It is time to hand over to producer Callum because it's usually the time where he roasts us. He couldn't just do a nice thing and be like, this is where you did really good stuff all week.
It'd be great if one day you changed it up, Callum, just for like, oh, there was no bad bits all week.
The best bits of the week, they'll never happen. What a week it's been. Dublin was awash with Gardaí during the football final.
It was.
They turned the portal back on.
Woo-hoo!
Forget about that.
And it's
only 35 days until Taylor Swift plays her first night at the Aviva.
Oh, God. That is actually getting close.
Yeah, I know. But it can't all be good things. I welcome you to the worst bits of the week. I'm seeing her in 36 days.
Okay, thanks for that clarification.
I cannot wait for him to see and just shut up
and then be over.
We had international superstar Teddy Swims in the studio during the week, and obviously Aisling had to lower the tone and make a fart joke.
Teddy, from another realm to sing. That would be Teddy Farts.
Yeah. That was an Emma Nolan laugh from him.
Yeah, he really loved it. We were talking about celebs and their other halves on the show earlier this week, and Emma thought we were just being really mean about Ariana Grande's partner.
Yeah, I think SpongeBob lad.
SpongeBob lad, exactly.
Let's not be rude.
But he played SpongeBob.
Did you think I said like he looked like SpongeBob?
No, he looks like our brother.
In fairness, I'd say Emma was actually being mean because she was making the correlation.
She was the one,
Ariana Grande is going out with Ethan Slater, who played SpongeBob in the SpongeBob musical.
Yes.
That's why he's the SpongeBob
fella. Not because he looks like a sponge.
No, absolutely. He looks much worse.
Aisling had another choir story for us in the week, which means we were subjected to more choral singing on the show.
Oh God.
I want to die. I still want to die.
Listen to those cool kids.
Dave's reaction of I want to die is just a piece de resistance. And finally, Dave's housemate and Today FM newsreader Ben joined us this very morning, little over an hour ago, and it's safe to say he's not a fan of the music we play on Spin.
This is truly awful music.
Shut up, Ben.
I've been producer Callum, and they have been the worst bits this week.
Unbelievable.
Very nice. One more tune.
Oh, do we do it a second
time? I don't think so. No, I don't think we do. That's next week's worst bits, Ben. Sorry.
This is your last chance to vote for what song you want to play as the last song of the show. Emma's choice, Dave's choice, or Ash's choice. Emma has gone for Chris Malinchek, and it sounds like this. Don't know what it's called. What's it called again?
So Good to Me.
So Good to Me. If you want that to play as the last song of the show, it's Emma in a WhatsApp. If you want to go for my choice, that's American Authors and Best Day of My Life. It could be if you played this tune on the radio. That's Dave in a WhatsApp.
Or you could go for mine. Justice for Girls Aloud. They didn't get the win on One More Tune last week despite being in Dublin. So we've gone for a bit of Cheryl. Call My Name. If you want to hear it in full, it's Aisling to 087 711 1038.
You only have about 4 minutes to do so. 2 minutes to do so, should I say.
4 minutes.
087 711 1038. Emma, Dave or Aisling. Happy Friday.
Happy Friday.
The weekend. I went on to, and I know it's probably bad because I work on radio and I love radio so much, but I did have a little, went on to Spotify yesterday. I know. I'm sorry.
What? What?
You only to listen back to our podcast, Fully Charged Recharged. You can get it on Spotify. And I got this notification. EU elections are coming up. Discover a playlist with local artists from across the EU and get ready to use your vote. And I'm like, no thanks.
What the hell? They're really clutching at straws there.
I'm fine.
That's like a marketing meeting where someone goes, we have to do something for the EU elections in Spotify.
Like what kind of person is Spotify going, yeah, we need to do something. That'll be cool now.
But also, is the solution to everything in Spotify just make a playlist? Yeah. Every marketing meeting in Spotify, it's like, we'll get a playlist up for that.
Yeah,
that'll be great now.
That's it, exactly. So I didn't click list.
You didn't click.
I clicked dismiss.
Okay.
So we've been voting for One More Tune. Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Yes, you've been voting for the last song of the show. Emma isn't here today. She's probably just gone through US pre-clearance
now.
Yeah,
she's done her fingerprint.
1 o'clock.
11, I think.
So yeah, she's ready to go. She voted for So Good To Be, Chris Malinchak. I can reveal that she got 30% of the vote this week.
Okay.
It was a very tight vote.
That's quite a high loser percentage.
Dave, you came second this week with another 30% of the vote. So if you add the maths up, with 40% of the vote. And the winner this week is Aisling with Cheryl, Call My Name.
Justice for the Girls Aloud, gals.
And in the system, it's actually labelled Cheryl Cole, Girls Aloud, Called My Name.
That is confusing.
Yes.
This is such a banger. And actually, I would encourage you to go and listen to all the old Cheryl songs because they're all tunes.
Have a great weekend, Ash. Take it away.
Cheryl Cole, Girls Aloud, Call My Name.
Get ready for the sound. Emma, Dave and Aisling in the morning.
Spins Fully Charged.
Recharged. Love this? Catch Fully Charged weekdays on Spin 103.8 with Emma, Dave and Aisling.
Nobody knew that healthcare could be so complicated.
Trump was a failure on healthcare.
Hundreds of thousands of black Americans lost healthcare insurance. That is outrageous.
And if he's president again, he would cancel insurance for millions more of us.
We cannot go back. President Biden and Vice President Harris have lowered healthcare premiums and expanded coverage for black families. They also capped the price of insulin at $35. Joe Biden is getting the job done for people just like me.
I'm Joe Biden, candidate for president, and I approve this message.
Paid for by Biden for President.